I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. One reason public opinion has been turning against the war in Afghanistan is that many question whether Hamid Karzai's government is worth protecting. The standing of the Afghan president has plunged since he was re-elected in August in a vote marked by widespread fraud, and so Karzai faces mounting Western pressure to curb corruption. This week, he's acknowledging the problem at a conference on corruption. Karzai said, "I am sure that in the Afghan government today, anyone can go to someone's house at night, knock on his door, and take him out to harass or arrest or take a bribe from him." Gene McKenzie is a Kabul-based correspondent for the online news source Global Post. And Gene, if the first step to recovery, as they say, is admitting you have a problem, then I guess Afghanistan's government is probably taking a positive step with this conference. What do you think?
Well, let's hope so. It remains to be seen whether the conference is going to move beyond mere words and whether the acknowledgement of the problem will actually encompass the scope of the problem.
Okay, let's talk about that scope. How far up does corruption go in the Afghan government? I assume there are the usual kind of foot soldiers taking bribes in traffic, but how far up does it go?
I think, without making any libelous allegations, we would have to say that corruption goes to the very top of the Afghan government. We have a major drug industry in Afghanistan that is being protected from the very top. And in order to accomplish anything, to get a governorship or any other post in the government, we are told that significant amounts of money change hands. So I think we have to admit that this corruption is from the very, very top to the very, very bottom.
Is it something that has developed since Hamid Karzai got into power? Or do you think there's a culture of corruption in Afghanistan that we have to admit?
Well, that would be very difficult to say. Under the Taliban, there were very different rules in place. The Taliban did not countenance this type of corruption, and they had a very heavy hand as far as punishment goes. They managed to stamp out the poppy industry, for example, in 1 year when it was in their interest to do so. So the kind of corruption that we're seeing in Afghanistan today is very much a new phenomenon since 2001.
I guess it's not just a question of how far up the chain of command corruption goes. I mean, you indicate that it goes straight to Hamid Karzai's office itself. But how much of Afghanistan right now is built up around deals that might in themselves be corrupt deals?
I think we would have to say that the greater part of Afghanistan, if not all of Afghanistan, we are seeing deals being made not just in the Afghan government, but in the international community. In the name of counterterrorism, the international community, including the U.S. military and NATO, are supporting people who are very heavily implicated in the narcotics trade, for example. And we are turning a blind eye to their activities because we need their help in fighting the Taliban. This touches literally every part of Afghanistan and every level of activity there.
That's a pretty bold allegation that the international community, including the United States, is involved somehow in the drug trade. How well sourced out is that?
Well, I have spoken to DEA agents in Kabul who will, off the record, admit that, quote unquote, the U.S. government has had to get into bed with some pretty nasty characters in the name of counterterrorism. So I think that if we look on a province-by-province basis, we will see numerous instances, not just in Kandahar with Karzai's brother, which has been very well documented, but in other places as well, where the United States government is actively supporting people whose activities may be a little suspect in the name of getting information about the Taliban, for example, or in terms of getting cooperation from these people in fighting the Taliban.
What happens when the Obama administration attempts to play hardball with President Karzai on the corruption issue? Is it counterproductive? Is it useful?
I'm not sure whether or not it's counterproductive, but it certainly is ineffectual. Karzai, for all that he has been seen as a puppet or is seen as the president, a very weak president of a failed country, seems to have played a very canny hand with the United States. All attempts to put pressure on him lead to very few results and sometimes backfire. He is the president, in spite of, as you said, some very failed and flawed elections. We are in no position to walk away from him. We're in no position to stop our support of him. So he really, in many ways, has the upper hand here.
Gene McKenzie is a Kabul-based correspondent for Global Post. Very nice of you to come in. Thanks very much.
Thank you.